Okay, this is a very short video, but it's a very important video lah. This video, the title I want to put is how you know you don't know the market well enough. Okay, but actually, to be frank, maybe the title shouldn't be how you know you don't know the market well enough. The title should be another thing, but what should be the title? I'm still thinking. Later, after I finish the video, then I will tell you. Most importantly, I want to share one thing is that you must understand, okay, must understand that the property market doesn't work like a whole pill. Okay? Doesn't work like a whole pill. Okay, what do I say is that you have to look at things in a very micro way. When we buy a property, we are buying a unit in a project, the project in the estate, in a section, whether it's OCR and the section is in Singapore. There's a lot of funneling or funnel effect. Your unit is the last of the whole mind map, of the last of the funnel, the tip of the funnel. Okay? It doesn't mean that the index dropped today or the Singapore property index dropped today. Your property will lose money. Okay? It doesn't mean that way. When we have the index dropping last time, right, we still have properties that make money. Why? Number one, okay? When you buy the unit, when you sell the unit, can your unit go higher? Okay, this one will overlap to my next topic, is that in a market downturn, should you hold your unit or not? You have to be very specific. So when you start talking about, when the index drop, 是不是我输钱了? Is it I lose money? It means that you don't understand the property market. So the number one biggest mistake people care about is the index. To me, the index is just a statistics. Yes, I do believe that the index will sway people thinking that market drop means I have to offer lower and whatsoever. But the index doesn't relate back to the specific supply and demand of that project, the specific demand and supply of your unit. So it really doesn't mean that the index drop means people lose money. Now the index is still going up slowly. Does it mean that everybody earn money? No. It doesn't mean that everybody is very easy to sell. No. Does it mean that nobody is having difficulty since the index going up? No, it doesn't. So do not care about the index and think that the index relate back to your property. So again, this is not like a S&P 500 or 5000 or STI index. You cannot buy into the index, right? You cannot buy to the property. Why do you care whether the index drop or don't drop? You should be caring about whether your property drop or don't drop. So a lot of times people say, you say like never say leh. Hey Aaron, so will drop or don't drop? 3 or 4 property means will drop or don't drop? Even in the video 2-3 weeks ago, I already say already, I don't think that the property market will come to a situation that only 1 or 2 property make money. I think it will stop at around 3 to 4 property make money. People still comment, Aaron, 1 to 2 still don't make money, still not consider drop. I really don't know what to say. In a lot of my videos, I share things that is very specific. I try my best to explain and narrate it in a manner that is as clear as possible. But if you only want to watch part by part, and you only want to forward, or you don't want to open your ears to listen, then you will never understand my videos. So I suggest that rather that you want to watch, you watch finish. You understand it correctly. Because if you understand it correctly, right, it's going to benefit you. If you want to watch half-half, then you take it as a pinch of salt. Okay, because when you make comments below, the thing is, what you say is wrong. I didn't say that in the video, ma. Okay, so I hope you guys understand, because a lot of things is coming ahead of us. It's very important to be a first mover. It's very important to understand what is happening to the market, what to do next. Rather than the newspaper come out, then you decide to do this. So today, you need to go back and look at your property today. we are going for another cycle. It's going to be a down and a up. Definitely, got down, got up, got up, got down. There's no such thing as a property market that will always on the straight line one. 会上就是会掉就是会上。最重要是什么？最重要是在对的时间买，对的时间买。Okay, so what I say just now is the property market will go up and down. There's no such thing as a stagnant market. How to earn money, how to lose money is very simple. It's when you sell, when you buy. Okay, so make the correct decision. To me, I already tell the customer very clearly. It's not when you buy. It's what you buy. I don't know if you watched my video a few years ago. I did say this. To me, it's what you buy. Not when you buy. Okay, number one. Number two, there's only two only, number one and two. Okay? Two is when you sell. If number one you do correctly, you buy the correct property, you don't need to scared you lose money if you sell at the right time. So why am I saying this? Okay? If you never hear correctly, go and rewind. Listen again. Because a lot of time today, when we are coming ahead and we are witnessing a market downturn, we need to ask ourselves, is this property that we are holding worth holding on? If the market go down, come out again, let's say 5 years, how old will this property be? Can this property tahan 5 years? Can this property still have value after 5 years? Are we able to tahan for 5 years? Okay, why I say that? Because just like I say, it's when you sell. So if you cannot tahan for 5 years, then how are you going to see the property upturn again? Correct or not? So sometimes it's not just about the property, it's also about ourselves. So that's why I say when you sell is very important, because it's us. When we sell this property is very important. If we need to sell this property when the market is downturn, then it's the wrong decision made. What? You buy the correct property, it's no use. Because you sell at the wrong time. You sell at the wrong time, it's nothing to do with the property, it's to do with you. So property investment is very different. A lot of times when you are investing in a property, you have to ask yourself, is it a pure investment or is it for homestay? So how to merge homestay and investment together so that we strike a balance is also very difficult, because everybody have different perspective, everybody have different needs and wants. So there is always sacrifices here and there. So there's no way you can get a perfect 50-50. Okay? So it's my job is to advise the client properly, give the client as many information as possible for them to decide how they want to strike their balance. Okay, so my job is to give you enough information, educate you. You want to strike the balance 40, 60, 60, 40, 70, 30, 20, 80 is your choice. Because money is yours, place is yours, stay also you stay one. So, I think if you understand all this concept, then you will pass the first step of understanding the property market correctly. So don't always think that, the index need to drop for your property to lose money. Or the index keep going up means my property won't lose money. To me, the index is just a statistic, an outdated statistic, a lagging indicator. By looking at the index, the property index, the price index, is not going to help you understand the whole property market. Even when I'm going to do a video and tell you that price are dropping, it may not mean that your property price is dropping. We are just talking about the overall majority effect of the market. You still have to understand the micro effect of your market, the micro effect of your project, the micro effect of your property. And this is why last week or the week before, I also forget, because I'm doing more and more videos releasing in the member section, I talk about how a property project price would drop, how a condo project price would drop. And that is why I talk about the condo project, and I don't talk about the location or the specific sector or the specific areas. I talk about the project specifically. And in that video, I also talk about the different layouts, the different floor plans that will make a difference. And I said, it's the majority game. So that's it for today's video. I don't want to talk so much. It takes a lot to do a lot of videos consistently. So please hit the like button. It takes 1 second for you to hit the like button. Take many effort for me to make a video. And remember to subscribe because 58% of you watch the video and still don't subscribe. Okay, so thank you very much. Subscribe and then you can get my next video and you can follow up with the next property. I think more and more people will watch videos lah, because more and more people will get into trouble and they will have difficulty selling in the down market. And down market is where there's a lot of other problems that will arise. And hopefully I'm able to keep up in the down market and do more videos to attend to your problems so that you have a peace of mind and you won't panic. Okay, so thank you. And bye-bye.